USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump is denying a Washington Post report that claimed FBI agents were looking for classified documents about nuclear weapons when they raided his Mar-a-Lago home in Florida on Monday. Writing on his Truth Social platform, quote, "Nuclear weapons is a hoax, just like Russia. Russia was a hoax." Referring to a special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into possible collusion between Trump's 2016 campaign and Russia. Health officials have announced that polio has been detected in wastewater samples in New York City. The New York State Department of Health and the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene said that the polio virus is likely circulating locally. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
An author has reportedly been stabbed.
Author Salman Rushdie was attacked at a literary event in upstate New York Friday when an assailant stormed the stage soon after his introduction. The man proceeded to attack Rushdie, who was scheduled to talk at the Chautauqua Institute in Chautauqua, New York, about 75 miles south of Buffalo. Rushdie's work, The Satanic Verses, caused the Iranian government in the 1980s to put a multi-million dollar bounty on his head. Rushdie's condition is unknown at this time. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A man accused of firing shots inside the Mall of America before fleeing a suburban Minnesota shopping complex with the help of several accomplices has been arrested in Chicago. Authorities have confirmed the 21-year-old was arrested, along with another man who had been sought following the August 4th shooting. According to court documents, the man faces charges including second-degree assault. This is USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
House Democrats want to proceed with the Inflation Reduction Bill.
Without understanding the fiscal impact on the American people, House Democrats forge ahead with the Manchin-Schumer social spending and taxation plan called the Inflation Reduction Act, which is considered by many to be misleading. The bill will add 87,000 new IRS agents. According to the Congressional Budget Office, a nonpartisan agency that analyzes the impact of legislation on the budget, says it will be weeks before an updated analysis can be completed on the bill. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
New York has amended several state laws to remove the word inmate and replace it with incarcerated person to refer to people serving prison time. The changes signed into law are intended to reduce the stigma of being in jail. Prison reform advocates have said the term inmate has a dehumanizing effect. Prisoners say it can feel degrading when jail guards refer to them as inmates, especially in front of their families. The changes are the latest in the state's legislators' history of omitting terms in state law that may be seen as outdated or offensive. Emmy Award-winning actress Anne Heche has died after crashing her car into a home last week. She was 53. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.